by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk EAM Resource Center 2.0 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Pam Burton, IBM Maximal Marketing. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulare. Good evening and good morning. I think, Takeda-san, you are on the call. Audra, hello. I would like to remind you that if you don't have today's presentation, just to same time Sarah Molnar, and she can send it to you. And to also put your presentation into full screen for best viewing. So thanks for joining the call. I'm excited to have the opportunity to give you a tour of the EAM Resource Center, the new and improved EAM Resource Center. And this is a destination site that we designed in hopes that it would be a really comprehensive resource on the business and best practices of enterprise asset management. We originally built the site as in early 2007 in MRO software, and with this version 2.0, it's undergone a major overhaul in look and feel. We've added some new features, including new topic areas, a new navigational layout, and a personal recommendation functionality. I'd like to just give you a little bit of background. The site was built with the involvement of representatives from the sales team, from industry marketing, from partners, and from customers. And when we redesigned this, we looked at some of the high areas of interest and high traffic that the original site generated, and then invested a lot more time in building and enhancing this. This is not a typical vendor product-centric website. If people are really interested in detailed Maximo product information, I usually send them to the Tivoli Maximo pages. So rather, this site has been built to address what we heard as our customers' business needs specific to their industries and business challenges. So tonight I'd like to go through kind of three views of the Resource Center. First, what does a site visitor see? What does a customer see? And then take you behind the scenes with a look at some of the reporting and the lead reports that come out of the system. And then I've got some views from some salespeople on how they use the EAM Resource Center. So one thing that we factored in to the planning of the site is that much more information gathering by prospects, whether they're in a buying cycle or not, is through using the web. And in a recent report from Forrester, when they asked, these are IT decision makers, where they turn to for information, they cited websites as their number one source. And the Forrester's advice to marketers was, don't focus so much on whether you're doing print advertising or conference sponsorship, but focus on providing relevant, credible content. And the Resource Center is our place to do that. This is a slide I used when I talked about the site at Pulse with some of our customers. The site really does reinforce our thought leadership position for EAM. It is housing a lot of information on best practices, content organized by industry, by business need, by EAM buying question, and by type. And then advanced search and personalization. These are some of the things that I will go through in detail about the site. By the way, if you have questions as we go along, your lines are open and you may ask them, or you can save them to the end. This is the site page for an example of an industry page here. And I'd just like to point out some of the features of the site. The top tabs along where you see the blue, green, orange, those are your high-level navigation. And then if you expand on any of those, you will get the red subtopics. In this case, on the left nav bar, you'll see the topic of state and local government expanded with the subtopic areas displayed, and we'll look at those in a little more detail. There are quick poll questions that display by industry, and these change on a frequent basis. The center content block is featuring high-profile events or new assets, and right now the site's featuring the new book that we published, The Business Impact of EAM. And then on the right side, we have some new personalization features. There's a link to your own account page. There's a summary of what you recently did, and there are recommendations of content, sort of like a best practice we adopted from Amazon or other sites that personalize recommendations. This next slide will show you the expanded topic areas, and I won't read them all, but we have I think it's 8 or 9 different industry subtopic areas. We have business need areas by asset management, work management, and the convergence of IT and OT. We have resources organized by buying question and then by type. In the next slide, what you can see here are the expanded industry topic areas. So there are 9 industry topic areas, and within each, we've organized content around key issues. So, for example, in federal government, you've got real and personal property management, transportation systems management, weapon systems management, supply chain logistics, enterprise IT asset and service management, and risk and compliance. So all of these subtopic areas, again, were thought through by working together as a team and really trying to understand what are the business issues that our prospects and our customers are facing, and let's organize our content around those issues. In the next slide, there's expanded the business need areas and the EAM buying question areas. This is a screenshot expanding the asset management topic area. If you click on your top green tab for business need, then you click on asset management. On the right in red is displaying your subtopic issues, and we selected risk and compliance management. And then all the content that has anything to do with risk and compliance displays by type. So you see your RSS feeds, webcasts, white papers, and so on. An example of an industry expansion. We clicked on the orange industry tab. We went into industrial manufacturing. We expanded into the topics associated with that, and then showed content displaying for asset management for improved quality delivery. And then this example is an expansion of the EAM buying question tab, the blue tab on the home page. What EAM should do for you. And this is content associated with specifying the features that are right for your business. Now, this is a just a report, one of the reports that we can get from the system. It generates a lot of reports that help us make smarter decisions about what content is popular, what we need more of. What the main takeaway is from this slide is that asset management is the most popular topic area. I do find that people like to navigate also by type of content, by going straight to all the white papers or all the Maximo Mondays or something like that. But as far as the performance of site sections, the asset management has the highest traffic. And this next slide is displaying content by type. As I said, we have a lot of different static and interactive content that displays by type. So there's polls, there's webcasts, there's RSS feeds that are pulling in third-party content, there's industry reports here. There's a great business EAM maturity model business improvement tool. It takes a visitor about 3 to 5 minutes to complete, and it gives them a chance to compare their EAM operations against industry best practices. And they get, the system generates a report for them, and we get a lot of great insight into their business needs. The site is personalized, so it is a what we call a cookie-based authentication system, meaning you only have to sign up once, and all the content is then available to you. It's not like having to sign up with a form every time you want a new piece of content. So the system remembers you. It remembers what you recently viewed. It will provide recommendations for you based on your interests. This is an example using of my account page, and happens to give me some specific white papers I might want to look into and other content areas based on what my previous behavior was. What we added also in the site was an enhanced search function. So there is search and there is advanced search. In this example, we searched for asset management, and the site produced 220 matches of content for asset management. And this is showing the advanced search capabilities. You can search for content by all of the need and sub-need areas, all the industry areas. You can filter your search by keyword. You can determine whether you want to list them in ascending or descending order. All the content will display underneath in popularity order. So based on the behavior of everybody on the site, it will rank the most popular content. So now the next slide, we're kind of switching gears. So that closes section one, which was what you see when you go on the site. And then what we're going to get into now is what the public does not see, but what goes on behind the scenes. The reason this site is so valuable to us from a marketing and sales perspective is that it enables us to really generate a holistic profile of a lead before being handed off to sales. This is a little diagram of what we fondly call the filled-up guy, which is a highly qualified prospect. The way we drive traffic to the site is through search engine optimization, keyword purchases, through our advertising program. Our print and online advertising have been driving traffic here, and email campaigns that we execute. Industry-specific ones and general EAM campaigns. And so people are, new prospects are driven to the site. They find the piece of content they were pointed to, and then the more they come back, the more engaged that they become with multiple visits and viewing multiple content, the more active they become as potential leads. What we have is a lead scoring system that what we do is assign values to activity on the site. So if you're a site visitor and you view an article, we think that's not, you know, that's worth about 2 points. But if you take the time to view an on-demand webcast, like a Maximo Monday, we've assigned a point value of 50 to that. So the lead, the visitor, is accumulating by their behavior point values, and it's only at a certain threshold where we have enough information that we actually will hand a lead off to LDRs or to sales, depending on the country, to be called and followed up on. What you see here is a sample lead report that's generated from the Resource Center. You'll see in the upper left-hand corner the demographic information. To the right of that, there's a status, how many points have been generated, when did they sign up, how many visits, what their last visit was. The graphs and pie charts display their interest level, interest areas by site section. Up above that, you have the tactic code history, campaign responses. And on the right is the detail, what exactly did they view and when and in what area of the site. Underneath the graphs and charts, the system automatically generates a sample telephone script. So this does not have to be used word for word, but it is helpful for the people making the calls. So it gives you what we call a holistic profile of a lead. This is a report as of July 1st. It gives you a sense of the volume of leads that we have generated through the Resource Center. In the left, we've now associated these with the sales stages, and we are only handing off the top two levels of very active interest and active interest to LDRs for follow-up. And so that means those prospects have taken 8 to 11 actions in order to be qualified. So it's not just a one person responding to one invitation and one white paper or just going to one event. These are what we would consider highly qualified leads. The lead process flow here is, like I said, your outbound campaign work and search, driving people to the Resource Center, nurturing those leads, and then those active and very active ones. We have now an automated process where they're posted to an FTP site, picked up by LDRs, and qualified ones are entered into Siebel. Outside of the U.S., the lead reports are sent on the 1st and the 15th to our country marketing contacts, who then distribute them to sales for follow-up. What's the future? Well, the future is that we'll eventually be migrating to an area of IBM.com. Right now it's a front door that looks similar to some of the other Tivoli sites. And we want to enhance the site with more content and more interactive features, such as blogs and discussion boards, and places where people pulling in more user-generated content. I'd just like to point out the big feature right now on the Resource Center. We are driving traffic, again, advertising and our World Service Management World Tour events are featuring content from our new book, The Business Impact of EAM. It is a jargon-free, easy-to-read book that really highlights the key business issues in enterprise asset management right now, all the themes, the things people are talking about. And in the screenshot, you've got the table of contents, but those issues are things like green and risk mitigation, ERP versus EAM, all terrific content. And this was really positively received at Pulse by our customers, and we will be using it as fulfillment piece at all of the World Tour seminars with an EAM track. And the book is featured on the homepage, and the PDF can be downloaded from there right now. Now, my last two slides are a couple of quotes from salespeople on how they use the Resource Center. Clay Marshall describes it as a trusted advisor site, an authoritative source that he uses all the time, closing a call or following up a conversation with a prospect, and sends them to the EAM Resource Center. And then Mark in the Netherlands says he has added we have available an email signature. If you want to add it to your email signature, you drive people to the Resource Center. He tells all his prospects and customers about it and encourages them to register and share the information in their organizations. And he also uses the site to get them to know about Maximo Mondays. Maximo Mondays are our weekly webcast series that feature topics requested by our customers, by our partners, and our prospects. And all of those are recorded and archived on the EAM Resource Center. So I close with a link to the Resource Center and a link to a place on Extreme Leverage where you can get the EAM Resource Center logo and instructions to add that to your email signature. And I'd like to open it up for any questions.
All lines are now open and interactive if you do have a question or comment at this time.
Hey, Pam, it's Audra. This was great.
Thank you.
I'm kicking myself, and I have to tell you, I cheated, and I went to the end to make sure I have my password up to date because I'm for not using the Resource Center more and killing myself on Extreme Leverage. So,
okay. Well, now you know. It's the place to go.
You know, we're going to be revamping Excel, and let me tell you, I'm going to be purging your information.
Okay.
You're going to be saying they're going to be like, great job. Where'd you get all this? I'm going to be like, the EAM Resource Center, Pam. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
The only feedback that I have, am I the only one on the call?
Takeda-san, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
That's Takeda-san from Japan. So it's just us, I think.
Yes. I think this site has a lot of information and ourselves who understand English use this site. But do you have any plan to translate into the other language?
Oh, I would love to. Before the acquisition, we had a German site and a French site and plans for other languages. But I don't know. I'm not going to be very optimistic about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And regarding EAM handbook, we've done translating to Japanese, and now we are printing it out. So, and we will deliver our conference, not only EAM, but also IT conference, such as ITSM conference. That will be held on July 13th here in Japan.
July 13th?
Yes.
You already had it?
No, now we are printed out right now.
You're printing the book in Japanese right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Ah, that's excellent. But when is your event? In August or?
July 13th.
Oh, 30th. Okay. I got it. That's great. Audra, what feedback did you have?
I was just going to say I was happy I downloaded the presentation as well as followed it with you.
Yeah.
Because when you download it, the screenshots are much crisper.
Okay.
So you're because if when you're looking at it just with the WebEx,
yeah,
you can't read it.
I found that too.
It looks very mum, but when I went to my downloaded copy, I could see it, and it was just like a light bulb again went on over my head.
Yeah.
I'm needing a lot of those lately. But what I wrote to Sarah kind of during the call was that we may want to, and tomorrow, encourage folks to download the presentation and follow it that way.
I think you're right, because I couldn't see the slides myself, and I thought, wow, that's really hard to see. So
yeah. For some reason, Apple doesn't like screenshots all the time, and it doesn't like bills, and it's temperamental in that way with the PowerPoint. So what I did actually, Pam, for tomorrow was add a little note at the beginning. That
yeah.
It encourages partners where to go to get the slides on Partner World and for the IBM folks to go to Extreme Leverage.
Okay, great.
Links right on there, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to have people follow along a little bit easier. And
I'll remember to announce that at the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was my, like I said, once I started following in that way, you were great at saying next slide, next slide, so I knew when to hop forward.
Okay, good.
So that's not negative feedback, but it's just what helped me.
No, I agree. They were hard to read, and I'd never encountered that before. I gave this on Rain Dance Intercall. You know, we had a Maximo Monday, and the slides were easier to read.
No, but thank you. I needed a kick in the tail to start going through the Resource Center again. So thank you. This was great, and I'm looking forward to actually playing on it tomorrow.
Well, thanks for attending.
Yeah, I was just like, I had time tonight, and I was looking for an extra hour. And I planned on tomorrow, but this was just, I was like, oh, I'm awake. Let me get on it tonight. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Any more questions or feedback from either of you? Did I speak slowly enough, Takeda-san?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all for now.
It went very smooth, Pam. You did a good job, you know, transitioning between slides. I think it went real well. So at least you've got a practice run under your belt.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I know it takes forever for this to load.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Pam.
Okay. Have a good evening or good morning.
Talk to you tomorrow, Pam.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That concludes our conference call. We thank everyone for your participation.